Welcome to a SearchManufacturingERP.com podcast. I am Hannah Smaltry, and today we are talking about leveraging ERP software's workflow management capabilities, and we're getting tips and advice for getting started. So to discuss this, we called up Robert Osborne with Cyber Inc. Now, Cyber is an international systems integration consultancy and a leader in assisting business and government clients with their IT initiatives, including ERP implementation, integration and hosting, IT security, and enterprise integration initiatives such as business intelligence, data governance, data warehousing, and service-oriented architecture. Now, Robert is the Director of Project Quality Assurance for Cyber's Center for Project Performance, and he provides project oversight for Cyber's North American Commercial Enterprise Systems practice. In this role, Robert provides guidance on risk avoidance, program management, and project execution for Cyber's national and global integration projects. And now, most importantly, Robert has over 3 decades of experience in this industry, and we especially appreciate that he has hands-on, real-world experience with ERP projects. So thank you so much for joining us today, Robert.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Hannah. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
We appreciate you being here, and we want to start off with a level set. So can you talk a bit about what workflow management is and how it's evolved over the years, what it is today, and maybe what people used to think of it as?
Okay, that's a great question. It's interesting. Workflow has certainly evolved and has been much more of an evolution as opposed to a revolution in technology. Perhaps let's first define what workflow is. Workflow I would define as a series of linked activities that are grouped together to produce a product or facilitate some type of business transaction. So let's put some constraints. And let's also, maybe for the purpose of this conversation, limit workflow to the automation of those activities via some type of technology solution. Now, given that, the concepts of workflow have been around for decades, probably starting the very first time that someone decided to process a sales order or purchase order or even basic accounting transactions using a computer, transactions that involve more than one person. But since then, there have been a lot of various, I would say, call them waves of technology and workflow-related approaches that really started with document management. And some of the document management tools like FileNet and Documentum back in the early to mid-70s. Business process automation was probably one next wave of activity that came into play with performance management systems. Then ERP systems have kind of grown out of that, trying to bring all these different disparate accounting and departmental transaction systems together under one umbrella. More recently, we've evolved into groupware and office collaboration technologies. Of course, Lotus Notes has been around for a long time, but Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Soft and some of the more recent business process automation technologies. Business process reengineering in the early and mid-90s also spawned a series of technologies that were very focused on taking what were, at that point, existing workflow automation tools and more or less relabeling them. I wouldn't say necessarily coming out with new technologies, but relabeling them as business process management tools. There was a workflow management coalition that's been around since 1993, and those tool sets have now evolved into the latest round of, I'll call it buzzword workflow, which is business process management. Now, these originally workflow was specifically transaction-oriented, but now workflow has more or less evolved into much more of a business management strategy with business process management, including the governance of business processes, business process ownership. But with, even though through all this evolution, it really comes down to hopefully workflow being designed as a vehicle for getting things done, hopefully and more efficiently with less error and rework, and hopefully in a more streamlined way. So even though the vendors would like us to believe that the technologies have achieved revolutions, I would say leapfrogs in technology, I don't think we've seen that. I think what we've really seen is a steady evolution of technology advancement and its ability to support transaction processing. And what we've seen is vendors tending to hop on the buzzword bandwagon and relabel whatever functions they have at that point to match the marketing message that's being promoted as a key requirement.
So I think you started to answer this already. What is workflow management today, particularly in the context of ERP?
I think workflow today is really in that context of business process management. so within the context of workflow today, there's a real tight coalition between gaining an understanding of your business processes and trying to look at the business as a series of process-linked departments. So very cross-functional in nature. Going back to some of Michael Hammer's work in the early 90s, I think that was really one of the foundational periods that defined an organization from a business process perspective, recognizing that all organizations have commonality of business processes at some level of abstraction. Every organization has to market, sell, deliver, and products and services and service their customers. That's more or less a universal core series of processes. All organizations have to have some type of management performance layer in terms of strategic planning, executive management, budgeting, performance management, regulatory and compliance alignment. Below the core processes of marketing, selling, delivering, and servicing customers, most organizations, 99% of them, have need the ability to perform some type of R&D or product development. They need to source materials and resources. They need to build or create products, and they need to then warehouse or inventory those products or resources. And below that, at an infrastructure support level, all organizations have to manage money, people, infrastructure, and their technology and communications networks. So that business value system is pretty generic across most organizations. Workflow management within the context of business process management says we need to manage the flow of work, usually at some type of transaction or process scenario level across those different departments. For example, we may want to look at an end-to-end process like procure to pay. What are all the interactive transactions that have to happen from the time we decide to buy something or from the time we actually define a need for something, all the way through the acquisition of that product and the payment for that product out to the vendor that provided it. So that's kind of order, procure to pay is one end-to-end transaction at a very high level. Workflow handles all the individual transactions that have to take place in the procurement and the allocation of that product. So we might go, another process might, for example, be order to cash. What happens from the time we contact a customer, they place an order, and we develop, build, deliver, activate that product, invoice, and actually get paid. So those individual activities come together in a singular workflow. So within the context of ERP, workflow is simply the way that we link those individual transactional processes together in some sense. In some cases it's going to be seamless, in other cases it's going to be very step-oriented. ERP vendors, though, are pretty universal in their support and promotion of workflow. Again, we're not really talking about a revolution of functionality. We're talking about vendors adding tools along the way that enable the streamlining or the linking of those individual transactions to be a lot easier than it has been in the past. For example, ERP vendors have added workflow visualization tools. Basically, it's think of this as Microsoft Visio or some type of visual mapping tool on steroids, where you can actually link the process to link the individual transactions together in a visual manner and define the business rules for routings in a very menu-like fashion. So, for example, SAP has a business process management framework that allows the company or a client to start with a direction of how you want to govern that business process management, all the way down to looking at the functionality of the processes and putting those in a process mapping framework and defining performance measurements that go along with that business process and its associated components. But then underneath the business process management framework and governance model, there's also SAP workflow, which now takes us down to a much lower level. It enables us to define workflows using something they call a workflow builder. You can enhance business objects with something they call the business object builder that allows you to define the business process steps and define the tasks at a very detailed level. You can define the data components. You can do dynamic agent determinations at runtime, so you can be very flexible about how you trigger those workflows with different events. Those can be time-based events or data-based events, and there are also workflow wizards that allow you to link those things together. And that isn't restricted to SAP. Most of the vendors, whether it's Lawson, Oracle PeopleSoft, Epicor, Enforce Solutions, many of the smaller ERP vendors have some level of workflow capability at various levels of advancement or sophistication. But in addition to ERP vendors, you also have workflow or BPM vendors that are very unique in that they are only focusing on business process management and workflow, and they're ERP independent, but many of those vendors like Ultimus and MetaStorm and dozens of others, they also integrate with ERP. So for example, you may have SAP as an ERP system, but you can also buy a third-party workflow management product that helps to streamline those processes and probably incorporates some non-ERP functions or maybe integrates multiple ERP systems into a more singular or seamless-looking workflow. So there's any number of different ways to look at this, but within the context of ERP, workflow and business process management are just really hopefully a more streamlined way to look at the individual ERP functions that exist inside the solutions of 5 to 10 years ago.
Sounds like, from what you're saying, everyone's a candidate for workflow, but how can our listeners assess whether their company is really a candidate for workflow or particularly sort of workflow management software or software functionality?
I believe that workflow is like any technology investment. Companies should be trying to solve a problem, not implement a specific technology for technology's sake. So I wouldn't recommend any company to go out and look at workflow. I would recommend that a company needs to identify the problems that they need to solve, prioritize the solution of those problems, and when they begin looking at technologies, include workflow technology or business process management technologies as one potential solution. Most companies that are going to be looking at workflow already have some type of ERP or transactional monitoring systems. There, very few startup organizations are going to immediately start with workflow, unless you were setting up a brand new call center, and even then you'd be looking at enterprise call center solutions that would have workflow incorporated into them. For the most part, companies already have some level of system in place. So I would recommend that they first begin trying to figure out an effective way to solve the problem in the same way that they would go about this if they were doing business process reengineering or lean manufacturing or total quality management. They need to understand the process. Identify the problem that they want to solve and then understand the processes that are involved in the business transaction and within the domain of that problem. So clearly identify the problem and then understand the processes. Model those processes out in some way. That might be flip chart or whiteboard or some type of business process modeling toolkit, but model the process out and then identify areas for improvement. And this is before we get to the technology piece. If you can fix it without technology, fix it. Don't pave the cow paths, as Michael Hammer stated in his article on Don't Automate, Obliterate, his Harvard Business Review article back in the early 90s, which was more or less a catalyst that kicked off the whole business process reengineering industry and focus. But he had it right. Make sure that you don't automate ineffective or convoluted or stupid processes. Simplify those first. Fix the processes if you can fix them, but simplify first and then automate. So I would recommend that companies spend time doing that before they look at any type of technology, including workflow technology. But if they have streamlined processes with defined business rules and they need to speed up the routing, they need to do advanced or complicated analysis, they need to shorten the transaction times, particularly if there's a lot of delays between the steps. Let's say, for example, we have a sales order process. I'm going to take something very simple. And let's say there are 5 steps in the sales order process from the time the salesman takes the order until the time the order reaches the warehouse. And let's say there are 5 discrete transactions, and each one of those transactions takes about an hour. but it takes 3 weeks for that whole process to take place. Well, obviously, it's not 3 weeks worth of value-added work. There's 5 hours of value-added work, and there are 2 weeks, 6 days, and 19 hours of waste. So if that's the case, that it's a matter of things sitting in someone's inbox or being ignored or getting routed manually or automated but not being processed in an appropriate manner, or not being prioritized properly, then workflow is a really good way to automate that and to provide some visibility into the delays, to be able to make sure that information gets instantly or very quickly routed to the people that are appropriate for processing that, particularly if there are complex routings that if a sales order of a certain type for a certain category of a certain dollar value has to go to a specific person, but the way we process that today is for someone to look at it and then they manually decide who gets it, and 90% of the time or 50% of the time it goes to the wrong person and has to be rerouted, then they're probably a pretty good opportunity for workflow. So I think the business drivers for workflow include problems related to complex routings of work between work groups, especially if it has to cross functional silos and there's a lot of cross functional work that takes place. If information has to be processed across geographic locations, multiple sites, different departments, I think workflow presents some opportunities for value there. I think workflows manual or automated workflows that incorporate complex business rules and a lot of variation in that they have to be routed to different people based upon those different business rules and conditions. There's opportunities for automation there, and that workflow can instantly, instantly evaluate an order or a document or a transaction based upon some data components. As long as those can be articulated, then workflow presents an opportunity there. If there's a need to track processes for regulatory or process compliance, workflow certainly provides some value there because there's an auditing capability built in that you can prove that transactions made it through a certain level of processes and even down to electronic signatures and individual responsibilities and decisions. And I think it comes back to the typical drivers for change, the need for increased efficiencies, to reduce delays, to eliminate waste, and all of those in the context of processing business transactions. And I guess especially workflow management tools have been used in case management, where you have customer-centric problems or situations that require those routings, and they require information from multiple units, and there's a strong component of individual decision-making that can probably be supported or helped with a workflow automation tool.
This leads right into the next question really well. You've just mentioned several use cases. So I'm wondering, once a company has determined that workflow could be beneficial, if they see themselves in one of those use cases or something similar, how do they actually prove ROI to get funding? And then how do they actually get started?
Again, I think it comes back to good technology investments require a solid definition of the problem. So a good definition of the problem that workflow is designed to solve, and make sure that there's specific metrics defined in terms of the negative current performance of the project or the process, that we have metrics that are related to time, cost, efficiencies, resource utilizations, and that these metrics are clear and tangible, so that we can use those same metrics to track the improvement. So it's building the first half of the business case. I think it's crucial that companies, particularly in today's economic climate, but I think it's true in any economic environment, that they dollarize the pain. They put a measurable cost on the problem and a clear statement of not just the proposed return on investment, but a clear statement of the cost of not solving the problem. I think companies all too often, they jump from the cost of the problem to the value of the solution without doing a good job of identifying the fact that if we don't solve this problem, there's some type of cost to that. Maybe it's an inability to grow, it's a increased risk of failure, but whatever the cost of not solving the problem would be, that needs to be clearly stated as part of the ROI and the business case too. And I think workflow solutions in general should perhaps be easier to build a business case around than other technology investments, because workflows are very transactional specific. We should be able to take order to cash, procure to pay, these types of processes are very, very specific, and they have a very specific flow of work. There are usually measurable transaction volumes. Most companies know exactly how many orders they process or how many purchase orders they process. They also know how many people are involved. And so they already have a good basis for being able to calculate these transactional numbers, which should give them the ability to identify the cost and hopefully then dollarize that pain easier than they would be able to in terms of trying to justify an investment in service-oriented architectures. Some of the new technology investments that are promoted by vendors, and whether it's software or hardware vendors, are very hard to justify because in many cases it's just following the crowd. We're going to implement service-oriented architectures. Well, my question around that is, well, why? What's the value of a service-oriented architecture? What does it enable me to do tomorrow that it doesn't, that I can't do today? And I think all too often companies, at least when they've got easy access to dollars for technology investment, they tend to follow the trends that are promoted at conferences. And I would challenge that mentality quite a bit to say, I believe that technology investments need to be centered around solving problems and adding business value. And I think workflow should enable a fairly easy business case.
I love that phrase, dollarize the pain. So once somebody's actually done that and they have the funding, what are the next steps for getting the first phase of a workflow project actually off the ground?
I think now we're back to applying just the basic and very solid concepts of good project management in a technology environment. It's making sure that you get the project started properly, you've got the right stakeholders involved, that you've got buy-in across all the functional silos in the organization that are going to be involved in workflow. One of the differences in workflow and business process management technology versus a more compartmentalized technology solution, and sometimes ERP falls into this as well, a lot of people still, it surprises me, the number of people that implement an ERP system because they want to replace their financial system. And to me, that's still, that's archaic thinking, because implementing an ERP system like SAP, Lawson, Oracle, PeopleSoft, Epicor, whatever solution you're putting into place, requires enormous amounts of cross-functional interaction. So I'd say workflow, even more so, requires that you have stakeholders from those groups involved, and that you get agreement at a process level, at a business process end-to-end transaction level, that you're going to improve the process. So I think it's different in that it requires you to take the decision-making and the stakeholder involvement up to a higher level, and it also requires an organization to have a thinking shift so that they are considering the flow of work across those functions in a very business process-centric manner. And even though we've been talking about business process management since the early 90s and even before that, but particularly since the early 90s with business process reengineering and now in business process management, a lot of the difficulty that companies have in transitioning to this is not a technology problem. It's still a thinking problem. And in many cases, it's an organizational structure problem in that we still do not have business process owners well-defined in most organizations. We don't have someone that's responsible for order to cash. We don't have someone that's responsible for procure to pay. We still have individual fiefdoms, departments, and multi-stakeholder responsibilities for those processes. And therefore, when we try to make decisions on streamlining at that high process level, order to cash, we have to involve too many people. And what I would suggest is that if you're going to implement workflow and business process management technologies effectively, you have to have someone who's willing to step up and take ownership at that business process level. And that's as much of a cultural challenge as it is, and even more so of a cultural and organizational management challenge than it is a technology challenge. And then once you've got those people defined, that's one part of it. But now it's good project management. Make sure that you've got a well-defined project plan and follow the steps of formulating the team, make sure that the team is committed, But particularly in a workflow management or BPM implementation, you have to be willing to spend extra time in the analysis. You have to put significant effort into the business process modeling, the analysis. You probably want to incorporate some automated modeling and analysis tools that you may not be familiar with. Sometimes those are part of the workflow management solution. Sometimes they're not. And if you need to use a separate tool for modeling the processes, you may want to look at one that integrates in with the toolkit. And the more advanced workflow management toolkits have some type of scenario-based modeling capability. But you may want to or may need to find an independent modeling tool like a process model or using Visio or some other type of workflow mapping tool that allows you to step back from the technology and look at the entire business process that may include the non-automated steps and then only take the automated steps into the workflow management toolkit itself. So it presents a little bit of a perhaps a different challenge on the analysis side. And then run the project effectively, measure the results, present the business case, and promote the success of the first pilot project very aggressively so that you're gaining buy-in from other parts of the organizations through the success that workflow has accomplished within hopefully some type of visible workflow within the organization.
Any other advice or things you'd like to add in closing?
I think companies should really take a good, strong look at workflow and business process management technologies. Do I think that we've reached the holy grail of workflow at this point? No. But these tools are continuing to evolve, but I don't think that the company should wait. Companies need to solve business process problems, and workflow and business process management technologies have certainly evolved to a very useful and practical point. I don't think they need to wait for the next release of service-oriented architecture technology or the next phase. If they have a problem to solve, they need to get on with solving the problem. And I believe a business process-centric approach is a very effective and pragmatic way of solving the problem. So they need to do their research. Certainly, if they are using an existing ERP system, I would strongly recommend that they look to the workflow and business process management capabilities of their existing environment. Talk to their existing ERP vendor and streamline their processes and use the workflow capabilities of their existing ERP vendor before they worry about going outside to incorporate a third-party product that will have another series of complexities and challenges. So I would say look within their ERP vendor first, and then if they find that there are workflow requirements or opportunities, then their next step would be to find a workflow integration tool that works closely with their ERP system. And their third option would be to go to a system that's completely independent.
Thank you so much for your insight today, Robert.
It was a pleasure, Helen. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about workflow.
And a reminder to our audience that to learn more about Robert Osborne and Cyber Inc., visit cyber.com, and that's CIBER.com. And you can also find that link on the download page for this podcast on searchmanufacturingerp.com. And to learn more about manufacturing ERP trends and get advice about other subjects, please continue to turn to searchmanufacturingerp.com. You can pose your own questions to our panel of experts via our Ask the Expert section and browse our many articles, advice, and resources. You have been listening to an exclusive searchmanufacturingerp.com podcast. My name is Hannah Smaltry. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.